This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Maraschino is one of our most common weeds in crops. This time of year, maraschino is small and inconspicuous, but here in about a month, this weed will bolt into a towering single stalk that can get between 3 to 6 feet tall. Maraschino is one of the many weeds that is becoming resistant to herbicides. Currently, there are known populations resistant to glyphosate, paraquat, atrazine, diuron, and ALS-inhibiting herbicides. This time of year in March, there are a couple of different options for no-till fields before the maraschino bolts in April. 2,4-D and dicamba provide effective and relatively inexpensive control. A longer residual like Canopy, Classic, Sharpen, or Valor can be used to provide a longer control period. It is harder to control maraschino when soybeans are planted because they are already near the herbicide-resistant bolting stage. Pre-plant burndown options are often glyphosate mixed with First Rate, Classic, Sharpen, or Optil. Glufosinate, the herbicide in Liberty, is another pre-plant option that has been shown to have good control. This brings us to post-emergent maraschino control, as the new Liberty Link and Xtend soybeans provide new options. The older technology of glyphosate and ALS inhibitors used on glyphosate-ready soybeans is an option, but it can be difficult in herbicide-resistant populations. As always, mix your herbicides with different modes of actions and use the full herbicide rate. If you have any questions about weed control, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.